So we've got Jack Antonoff of Bleachers here, got the new album coming out in May, and of course, a big tour that comes along with it. When I see Madison Square Garden on anyone's tour itinerary, to me, I guess what I'm curious about is it doesn't matter who you've worked with or what you've accomplished or what awards, is it possible to get starstruck by a venue?
It's more possible than anything else, to be honest, because okay. Venues hold like magic, right? So they have all the magic you dream of like what goes on there, who gets to play there, you know. And then there's the magic of if you've actually been there, let alone grown up seeing shows there, and all the memories of being on all sides of that place. It's a bit indescribable, but it feels like you know, it's super wholesome. Arriving somewhere that you aspired to arrive at, but also that wasn't your goal. You know, my goal as a musician wasn't to win awards and play Madison Square Garden. My goal was to communicate with myself and people through music to do the thing that I felt like I was on earth to do. So when you get something on top of that, because to do what you want to do in life, regardless of if anyone's paying attention, and I know this well because there are many years when no one paid attention, is already the greatest gift. But then to have these sort of like cartoon dreamlike things happen on top of it, like you mentioned with Madison Square Garden, what it really does is make you double down on the original point. You know, you sit there. I sit there with the band, or I sit there with my family. And we're all stuck in that place of this is amazing, but we'd be doing it either way. So let's do it all the way, right? Like, sure. You know, it, in a weird way, you honor it, but you also remember that Madison Square Garden isn't any different than the Continental where I grew up playing, you know, around the corner from St. Mark's or the Legion Halls in New Jersey. It's like, I played those shows like they were the last night on earth. And so that's why I got there, and we'll play that show that way and so on and so forth. And it's ironically humbling. You know, I think people think that things like that create ego, but it's actually humbling when you get to be in those spaces. Sorry for the long answer, but it is pretty emotional right now.
No, not at all. It was something that just came to me before our conversation, and I was just looking at the names of the venues, and they're all massive, and there's just something about, of course, and maybe it's just very East Coast centric of me, but you see Madison Square Garden.
No, I get it. No, it is. There's very few venues. You know, you got the Garden, you got Budokan, you got Radio City, you know, you got Red Rocks, the Forum. There's very few venues that people know around the world. You know, Wembley. So it does do an extra thing. But I also, you know, this tour is funny. Like in New York, we're playing the Garden. In LA, we're playing Five Nights at the Troubadour. Then the next night, we play the Greek in Berkeley. And then we go, you know, the tour is all over the place because when we were booking it, I felt like touring had become really, you know, because of all the Monopoly crap that's going on, it's super paint by numbers where people announce tours and they're all in the same venues and they're all meant to hold the same production. And I was just sitting there with my manager and thinking, like, let's just freak ourselves out. You know, let's build a show that we can play at the Garden, and then let's turn around and bring none of that production into the Troubadour and just get on stage in front of, you know, 400 people for five nights in a row. And do that also. And then let's go play an outdoor venue, and then let's go do a club. And then just to make sure that the tour has its own, you know, is never comfortable. Every night is, okay, what the hell are we going to do here? Because it's not like the night before.